If you run a business, you know that feeling. That pit in your stomach when a key piece of tech starts slowing down or acting flaky or just fails. We are talking about server downtime. And it's not just a headache. It's this silent, constant threat that, well, it destroys productivity, erodes trust, and frankly, it threatens survival. Especially for smaller organizations, you know, like many of our listeners here in Southern California who don't have floors of IT staff.
It's the ultimate crisis of control, really. And to immediately underscore the stakes, the research we analyzed shows the average cost of IT downtime is, it's just catastrophic.
Catastrophic how?
Well, depending on your industry and size, the studies consistently place that cost somewhere between $5,600 and $9,000.
Per hour.
For single minute.
Wow. Okay. That metric alone should move server vigilance from a, you know, a tech concern to a board level imperative.
It should.
That number isn't just shocking, it's horrifying. But here's the key insight we pulled from the sources we've been digging into. Most server failures are not sudden events.
That's the critical thing to grasp.
They almost always provide warning signs. They degrade before they fail. So our mission in this deep dive is to unpack all this and show you the proven path to, well, to flip the script. We are moving from that costly, chaotic cycle of break-fix to a proactive system built on informed vigilance, stopping downtime before it even registers as a problem.
Precisely. We're guiding you out of the world of traditional IT support. You know, the kind where you call the moment the screen goes dark, which virtually guarantees unplanned downtime. And into modern infrastructure management. It's about owning the environment and sort of predicting the future, not just reacting to yesterday's errors.
Okay, let's unpack the true stakes here. That dollar per minute statistic we cited, that's just the immediate loss of revenue, right?
Yeah.
For you, the listener, the financial damage is layered. It compounds.
Absolutely. The immediate hit is lost sales, abandoned transactions. I mean, if you're an e-commerce platform during peak hours, every single second you're down is money just walking out the door to a competitor.
Then you have to look inward.
Right, at the productivity loss.
The productivity loss. If your employees can't access the critical tools, the CRM, the inventory system, the email server, they're just sitting idle.
Yep.
You're paying salaried staff to wait for the system to catch up. That's a direct waste of payroll, compounding the revenue loss.
And the recovery itself is punitive because you're operating under pressure. You'll be paying premium, you know, emergency rates for IT support. You're looking at days of highly skilled labor dedicated solely to complex data recovery or maybe system rebuilds. This isn't maintenance. This is trauma repair, and it is priced accordingly.
What's fascinating to me here is how quickly the intangible costs kick in. You might fix the server in, say, 4 hours, but how long does it take to repair the damage to your brand?
Reputation damage is the silent killer. It really is. Customers who hit an outage don't wait around. They find a reliable alternative. And today, with instant social media visibility, a technical hiccup is immediately broadcast.
And amplified.
And amplified into a public relations crisis. This instability makes your business partners lose confidence, which could affect long-term contracts, future growth, all of it.
It takes years to build that trust, and a few minutes of instability can just shatter it.
And let's not overlook the regulatory side of things. For any organization in a regulated industry, healthcare, finance, certain government contractors, downtime isn't just a technical fault.
No.
If you're a healthcare entity, failing to maintain uptime can trigger severe HIPAA compliance violations. Financial services, they face strict regulatory mandates for continuous operation.
So the consequence is this brutal triple whammy, the initial loss, the astronomical repair costs, and then the legal and regulatory hangover. You've got penalties, required remediation, increased governmental scrutiny.
Yeah.
It truly makes the cost of proactive prevention look like an incredible bargain.
Which brings us to the strategic shift that's required. Why do so many businesses, especially small to mid-sized ones, stay trapped in that reactive break-fix model?
It's a fundamental misunderstanding, isn't it? They think preventative monitoring is too complex or too expensive.
That's a big part of it.
But the reactive model is so flawed because you are inherently always playing defense. You wait for the system to announce its failure. By then, the damage is already done. Control is lost.
Exactly. When IT staff rush in after a failure, they're often treating symptoms that are being reported by frustrated users. They are under immense pressure to restore service now.
Right now.
And that pressure frequently leads to rushed temporary fixes that just mask the root cause. It leads to what we call technical debt. You pay for it later exponentially.
So the reactive model doesn't just cost more in the short term. It actually creates predictable future instability. It's an unsustainable cycle.
Correct. The costs are unpredictable, they're at a premium rate, and they're guaranteed to recur because the visibility you needed to find that deep-seated root problem just it wasn't there until after the crash happened.
Here's where the narrative really shifts, though, introducing that proactive advantage. Proactive server monitoring is continuous vigilance, not a, you know, a periodic checkup.
Mm-hmm.
It tracks system health, performance metrics, and emerging issues 24/7. It lets teams see the development of a problem, rising temperatures, increasing error rates, sluggish disk performance, and you can intervene before those conditions impact operations.
Let's use that tangible example from the sources,
The
hard drive. Every modern drive uses what's called smart data, that's self-monitoring, analysis, and reporting technology to track its own health.
So that's the device itself quietly telling you, hey, I'm about to fail.
Precisely. Continuous monitoring reads that data. If it sees the counter for, say, reallocated sectors climbing, it alerts the IT team weeks or maybe even months before a catastrophic failure.
Okay.
Proactive support then schedules the drive replacement during a planned maintenance window, maybe 2 a.m. on a Saturday. Controlled labor, zero data loss, minimal impact.
Right.
Now, compare that to the sheer panic and the five-figure cost of a data recovery effort when that drive fails suddenly during Monday morning processing. The difference is the measurable value of vigilance.
That's the power of moving from surprise chaos to controlled maintenance. But to achieve that level of control, we need to know what to watch, right? You can't monitor everything equally.
No, you can't.
The sources define five essential layers that have to be covered for comprehensive monitoring, a sort of ecosystem of vigilance.
The first layer is the foundational one, hardware health monitoring. These are the physical components that degrade over time. We monitor internal sensors for system temperature, fan speeds, and, as we mentioned, the power supplies and that crucial smart data from spinning disks or SSDs.
You're tracking the server's physical vital signs.
They're tracking decay, exactly.
And this is key because overheating doesn't just slow things down. It permanently reduces the lifespan of components. Catching a fan failure early prevents system damage and unexpected reboots.
Then the second layer is performance and resource utilization. Once the hardware is physically sound, we look at the operational workload, CPU usage, memory consumption, disk I/O rates. This tells us if the server is adequately provisioned for its task or if an application is constantly bottlenecking the resources.
And this layer is so vital for detecting those hidden killers, the resource leaks. That's when monitoring shows memory usage or CPU utilization climbing steadily, not spiking, but just bleeding resources over days or weeks.
Right.
You can investigate and resolve that software bug or inefficient script before the resource pool is totally exhausted and the system crashes out of nowhere.
Moving outward, the third layer is network connectivity. A healthy server means nothing if data can't flow to and from it efficiently. So we have to track bandwidth utilization, watch for packet loss, and measure latency.
And network problems can be maddeningly intermittent. A failing switch or a misconfigured router, it might only drop connections briefly and randomly. It makes traditional manual troubleshooting almost impossible.
It does. But continuous monitoring captures those transient issues, providing the concrete evidence you need to replace that flaky network equipment.
Okay, so that's hardware, resources, network. What's next?
Layer 4 moves into the user experience, application and service monitoring. This goes deeper than a simple ping. It asks, are the actual business services functioning? Are our databases accepting queries and processing transactions correctly? Are the web servers responding within the required latency window?
So this catches problems where the server itself looks fine, but the application is failing. Maybe the database is struggling with locked queries or corrupted indexes.
Exactly. The system is technically up, but the business service is functionally disabled. Application monitoring spots that internal struggle immediately.
And the final layer?
Finally, layer 5 is security and event monitoring. This is the constant watch for suspicious activities, high numbers of failed login attempts, unauthorized configuration changes, unusual file access patterns, things like that.
And the most important word in security monitoring is correlation. The deep analysis we reviewed really highlights that.
It does.
Seeing unusual network activity combined with high CPU usage isn't just a busy day. That combination might be the exact signature of a compromised server running malicious code.
Maybe some cryptocurrency mining malware. Yeah. Effective monitoring pieces, those two seemingly unrelated metrics together to identify a true threat.
Okay, so once you understand what must be monitored, the strategic implementation becomes paramount. The tools themselves are just a means to an end.
That's right. And for the SMB audience, selecting the right tools and strategy is a critical financial decision.
So what's the right balance when choosing tools, especially for a business that can't afford a massive internal IT engineering team?
Well, it's the classic trade-off, time and expertise versus licensing costs. You have open source solutions like Nagios, Zabbix, or Prometheus. They're license-free, incredibly customizable, and offer enterprise-grade power. But they demand significant internal expertise and a lot of time to deploy, configure, and constantly maintain.
And if you don't have that expertise, the free tool ends up costing you more in wasted time and faulty alerts.
Exactly. Conversely, you've got commercial platforms like SolarWinds, PRTG, or Datadog. Mm-hmm. They offer polish, support, and ease of use, but they require recurring subscription costs.
So for many smaller or medium-sized businesses?
The sources point to managed monitoring services as the most effective route. They deliver the enterprise-grade tools and the expert configuration you need without the crippling requirement to build that expertise internally.
When choosing any tool, what features should be non-negotiable?
You should prioritize three things. First, fine-grained alert customization. You have to control the noise. Second, robust historical data retention. You can't spot trends or analyze root causes if you don't have weeks or months of performance data.
And the third.
And third, mobile access. Because issues rarely respect standard business hours.
Let's move to the strategy of deployment. You can't just turn it all on at once and expect success.
No, you absolutely cannot. You have to prioritize. Start by deploying monitoring on your critical systems first.
The ones that stop the business cold.
Identify the servers whose failure instantly stops the business. Get them covered. Establish your baselines. And then expand gradually to less critical infrastructure.
And those baselines are just... They're absolutely crucial. You have to spend time documenting what your systems look like during typical normal workload cycles so that when you see an anomaly, you know it's truly an anomaly.
And critically, those baselines must account for what we call business rhythms. Resource usage will legitimately spike on Monday morning when everyone logs on or during month-end invoicing.
Right.
Your monitoring strategy has to recognize those predictable variations so it doesn't constantly treat a perfectly normal operational peak as an emergency.
Once the baselines are set, we need to talk about structure for the warnings, the alert hierarchies. How do we prevent alert fatigue?
Alert fatigue is a system killer. It really is. If teams are constantly drowning in notifications or minor informational issues, they will inevitably start ignoring even critical alerts.
So what's the fix?
You need clear severity levels. Critical, meaning immediate service impact. Warning, for a developing issue that needs scheduled attention. And informational, just for awareness. This requires continuous threshold tuning to maintain that signal-to-noise ratio.
And setting that hierarchy is pointless unless you link it to response procedures or what you call runbooks.
A runbook transforms an alert from just a panic notification into an actionable procedure. It documents, step by step, who investigates a specific condition, what the standard initial troubleshooting steps are, and when to escalate.
That's the difference between an alert-causing debate and an alert initiating a practiced response.
Exactly. It allows less experienced staff to handle routine issues efficiently.
That seems like the biggest pitfall right there. Monitoring without action plans. Knowing you have a problem is useless if the team is just frozen trying to decide what to do next.
It leads directly to debate and delay during a crisis. Another often overlooked pitfall is neglecting the monitoring infrastructure itself.
What do you mean?
If your monitoring platform isn't reliable, redundant, and it's self-monitored, it's going to fail precisely when your main systems are also struggling.
That sounds like you have to monitor the monitor.
Precisely. And a key safeguard here is using external monitoring. You should have a safety net checking the availability of your key services from outside your network. This is critical during internet outages where your internal system might look fine, but no one can actually reach you externally.
So we've established the fundamentals. Let's briefly touch on the more advanced capabilities that a robust system allows you to build toward.
Sure. Once you have reliable historical data, you can move into predictive analytics. Machine learning analyzes those massive historical data sets, identifying subtle patterns that precede a failure.
So the system predicts the failure instead of just warning you.
Right. It allows for interventions weeks in advance. And then there's automated remediation, where the system can perform immediate, non-risky corrective actions like restarting a hung service or freeing up temp files, all implemented with very strict safeguards, of course.
So what does this all really mean for the business owner? I mean, the knowledge we've extracted shows that proactive server monitoring is the only viable long-term insurance policy against predictable, costly downtime.
Mm-hmm.
It transforms IT from a chaotic expense into a manageable, budgetable investment that actually ensures business continuity.
And we measure the success of this strategic shift using KPIs. You look specifically at your mean time to detection, your MTTD, how quickly you spot an issue, and your mean time to resolution, your MTTR. How quickly fix it.
Okay.
Better monitoring means faster detection and resolution, which drastically reduces your unplanned downtime percentage. This shift, more than anything else, is what truly builds resilient infrastructure.
And as we close out this deep dive, we want to leave you with one final thought. We've focused on monitoring for failure, but consider how powerful this data becomes when it's integrated with change management.
Yeah, this is key.
Every time you roll out a software update, a patch, and a configuration change, how can you objectively confirm that the change you just made did not silently introduce a performance degradation if you haven't established baselines and track performance metrics immediately before and after the change?
You can't.
This ability to scientifically validate your operational decisions, that is the ultimate key to continuous improvement.